Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fellingham with the 10 biggest financial mistakes most women make. With a million-dollar woman mindset, we understand that abundance will come, and we expect it to come, but we need to do our part to avoid the 10 biggest financial mistakes most women make and to create wealth so we can bless our families' lives and the lives of families worldwide. I'd like to first lay a foundation upon which we can build. This foundation has to do with some of the principles taught by Robert Kiyosaki in his book, Cash Flow Quadrant. He maintains that there are four types of people, divided by their persuasions regarding money and work. Employees, they value security highly and don't want to take risks. If they stop working, their money stops. The self-employed, they want to be their own boss and don't like to delegate. If they stop working, their money stops. Business owners, they're leaders and like to delegate. If they stop working, their money continues. And investors, they don't have to work because their money is working for them continually. Most of us have the potential to be successful doing all these things, and many of us have gone through an evolution. When I was 15 years old, I got my first job in a five and dime store, an employee. In college, I was a waitress to pay for school, still an employee. Then I taught high school, again an employee. I later became self-employed and taught piano lessons. Our family became a country bluegrass band for 12 summers. Then I was a radio artist, still self-employed. After that, I became a business owner with one, then three, then five, then eight employees. Let me tell you how I later became an investor. I watched land in my area skyrocket in price. Actually, I watched for about 10 years and finally decided to jump into the game. We took out a home equity loan on our house for $50,000 and put that down with a partner on 234 acres of land. We put the land under contract for $12,900 an acre, and we're reselling it for $20,000 an acre. That's $1,628,000 profit. You know, my friend who did this transaction with me was so excited that he's now hired a full-time person to just go find those 12,900 an acre pieces. You know, I suggest you think about doing that too. You see, about 10 years ago, I stood with a farmer, Gary Smith, who's since passed away, and we stood on his 700 acres. Well, as I looked at that acreage, it was beautiful. And he said, "You can have this for $2,000 an acre." Well, I thought, before I knew about leverage, I thought, there's no way in the world I could do that. I didn't understand at that point in my life about leverage. And I passed. Well, the person who bought that land has now developed it, and it's going for about $150,000 a lot, and there's five lots to the acre. So I missed a huge opportunity because I didn't understand. It took me a long time to learn that lesson. And the reason I tell you is I don't want you to take 10 years. Decide today to duplicate what I did. I share my experiences so you can do the same thing. And if that wealth-creating strategy is the only thing you learn today, or learn from this presentation or any of the others that we share, you can become a million-dollar woman very soon. You see, you just put the money down, and you put the land under contract. Then before it comes to the time where you have to actually come up with that money, you can either sell it, you can find investors and go in part way with them. There's a myriad of choices you have, but you don't have to have the whole amount and buy the land outright. You just need a little piece and that's what I'm talking about, a little piece of leverage to help you hold the land while you're able to find a way to sell it. Works beautifully. There's deals made every day all over the country.